with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent the disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man, and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. And you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard the person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing the malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." Then they handed him the Roman coin. He said to them, "Whose image is this? And whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." All that he said to them, "Then we pay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord. Is Jesus very smart, huh? Whatever he says, either way, is no good result. If we say yes, pay tax, census tax to Caesar, the people doesn't like because it's a colony, it's a Roman colony. They are obliged to pay homage to Rome. Nobody wants. So if we say yes, then people will go up. We lose the favor of the people. But if you say no, worse, he'll go to jail. He spread the news against the Holy Roman Empire, right? So either way, either answer would put him into trouble. Really, Jesus, really, God is God. It's beautiful, huh? Was Caesar? To Caesar. You can say anything. What's God to God? That's more important. Jesus put that the second phrase is for us, so he listened. Usually the politicians use the first phrase to tell the church, "Okay, don't mind your own business. We are the politicians. We have to set the laws, not you church. Don't tell us what to do." That's what's happening, no, in the world. 5 years ago, in Canada, they want to put a law, same-sex marriage. Church say no. And then the politicians say, "Mind your own business. Caesar to Caesar, we are Caesar." You church and church. Clear cut. This is what nowadays the politicians, they put their, you know, in Canada, some bishop that won't give communion to those politicians. Communion. Because they vote. But only for same-sex marriage. They vote so many things against the church law, against God. You see, the first reading is beautiful. Isaiah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, he said, I have called you by a name, given you a title, though you knew me not. Each one of us, we are called by name already. We belong to Him, H-I-M, big H. But we don't believe that. Today the world is so much influenced by materialism. In a sense, this world, no more God. Even by law, you know, the European communities, they say we are equal. And so, no more church things in our school. So take away the cross from all the classrooms. Italy, for 20 centuries, they were Catholic country. Now they want to make a law. They say there's a common law of the European community. Not we, but they want us to be one family. They use the one euro, no? The same euro. We have the same money and same soul system. Equal. And just a joke. Not a joke, it's a real thing. And United States, know those, because every religion, they have their feasts. The Buddhists also, they have a celebration. The Christians, of course, the Christmas. But those people doesn't have any religion or atheists. They go to the law, go to the court. This is not fair. Why all the religions have their feasts and we don't have equal? You know what the judge says? No, you have the feast. What feast? Which day? The judge says, on the first day of April, it's a feast of the fools. That's a feast day. Celebrate it if you want to be. So, finish the course. The case, finish. Smart, eh? This judge. Otherwise, there's no time for them to celebrate. So you have the date. For Christians, 25th December, and you guys, 1st of April. This is so true. We forgot about God. No space or no time for Him. You dare not say no space. How dare you say you no space for God? You should have. But you have an excuse. No time. Busy. That's this morning we certainly have a meditation on the diary of Sister Faustina. And one day she wrote, I feel so sad today. I have no time to pay a visit, small visit to the Blessed Sacrament, because she has a duty in the common and so many other things. When suddenly one voice came to her. Do little things with fidelity. That's your prayer. We have so much excuse. Oh, we can't go to church. Of course, the good, the best that you can stay with sacramentally with Jesus and the host. It's beautiful. But if not, then you say, I have no time. Then you switch on the television, get all the news, not news, sometimes gossip news. And then, you have so many phones, iPhone and iPad or anything. You have so many phones. Oh, yeah. So busy. On one hand, you talk to your friend. On the other hand, you talk if you have spare time for your laptop. Oh, television, washing, and also... No time, of course, no time. This is how we are. We spare no time, no space for Jesus. Of course, by the night when you go to bed, it's not the best time. Of course, you're tired. Already you died dead on the bed. How can you say, oh, Father, I cannot finish my rosary? Of course, not even the three Hail Mary. You go, you're already in your hell. Your soul is already deep, deep, deep down. Usually, you're insomnia. But when you say the rosary, all's deep, all together. In the past, unfortunately, in the past, when the people, I mean the past, mean the Middle Ages, when people have no psychologists to consult you, so they go to the spirit, the priest, Father, I cannot sleep, what can I do? No problem, say a rosary. You fall asleep. It's still true. You try, take the rosary and start, and then say, oh Father, I'm very tired. When you start the television, no problem. Even 3 hours, or yeah, you always step a little bit, but you still can open your eye and then... We have no space for the Lord. We squeeze our time. It happened to me once, not once, but quite a lot, a few years, when I was still young at that time. So I was telling myself, oh, I worked the whole day. I mean the church, of course, it's presumably it's for God, no? So for God's sake, I could work so many hours in the daytime. Why not? I can entertain a little bit at night. So I started, before I go to bed, on the television. And started on, of course, at times I step there. But it's as if I compensate. Oh, I've wasted so much time for God, and now I have my own little space, time, and television. I thought, but I tell the truth, absolutely nonsense. I didn't have any rest, because the whole night, I did not close. I managed to open, and don't have the courage to close it. So many times, when I woke up already 2 and 3 o'clock, and then go to bed, you know. This is how, for some years, only the time Jesus warned me, spend 1 hour with me, otherwise you won't be saved. Oh, this is my word. Jesus won't say this so hard word, not so harsh. I tell myself, this is what Jesus, he's gentle. He won't push you, but invite you, stay awake. Stay with me for some time. He wants to be. He wants us to be close to each one of us. Don't tell, oh, only for Faustina, oh, only for Mary, Teresa of this. Of course, they are saints, they are sisters, they should. I tell you the truth, not at all. What they choose is a cross. They choose the cross. They choose Jesus, the suffering Jesus. That's a secret. At times you say, oh, the saints, they have all the inspiration. I tell you, not all the time. So much pain. What are they doing? They're paying for their friends, or because, according to some words, the sinners. They pay for. We can pray for. Not only pay for and pray for friends, you know, that they are not really on the right track. Pray for them. Spend some of your time. This is charity. Not to, when you don't have nothing to do and then say, okay, say some prayer. This is not. Charity means your own time for other people. Although you don't join the Red Cross, you don't join the Caritas to serve the community. But we can serve spiritually. Friends back in the Philippines. Your close ones in the family. Remember them in your prayer. stay with Jesus and pray for them. Keep Jesus in the heart. And this is what means God, what is God, belongs to God. So let us stay quiet a moment and see how much the space, how much time we use to be with the Lord.